You're listening to Money Control. My name is Rakesh. In our lead up to the Union Budget, let's also take a minute to talk about the other big budget, the Indian Railway Budget. Here are some snippets of information, some nuggets of information really, that you may or may not be aware of. In 1921, British Railway economist William Mitchell Ackworth was appointed chairman of the Committee on Indian Railways. The report of the committee, known as the Ackworth Report, led to reorganization of the Indian Railways, thus separating the railway finances of India from the general government finances. In short, this led to the creation of a separate railway budget, an arrangement which continues in independent India today. Yet another instance of a British man drawing a line between two different things, in this case, the Union Budget and the Railway Budget. The first live telecast of the Railway Budget took place on the 24th of March 1994. Lalu Prasad Yadav, who remained Railways Minister from 2004 to 2009, presented the Railway Budget six times in a row. In the year 2002, Mamata Banerjee became the first female Minister of Railways to present the Railway Budget. She holds the record for being the only woman who presented the Railway Budget for two different governments in the centre, the NDA and the UPA. In the 2014 Railway Budget, Railway Minister D.V. Sadanand Gowda announced the first Railway Budget under the Modi regime. It was at this budget that he also announced the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train. Now that we are talking about the Indian Railway Budget, might as well talk a little bit about the Indian Railways itself and explore some superlatives therein. Indian Railways is the largest employer in the world and it provides the highest number of jobs among all sectors and departments throughout the world. The first passenger train under the tag name of Indian Railways ran on the 16th of April in 1853 between Mumbai and Thane, or back then it was Bombay and Thane. The busiest railway station is Lucknow, which witnesses more than 64 trains daily. The longest running time for a train is held currently by Vivek Express, nearly 72 hours, that is 4,233 kilometers, between Kanyakumari and Dibrugarh. The longest railway platform in the world is Kharagpur, which is 2,733 feet in length. And the fastest train in the Indian Railway network is the Bhopal Shatabdi, which runs at a speed of around 150 kilometers an hour. We've learned about the fastest train in the country. Which is the slowest? Well, that would be the Nilgiri Express. At an average speed of 10 kilometers an hour, the Nilgiri Express is the slowest running train of India, albeit one of the most picturesque routes you will ever take. We spoke earlier about Vivek Express between Dibrugarh and Kanyakumari as being the longest route of any within the Indian railway system, which is then the shortest. There is one between Nagpur and Ajni, which covers a distance of just 3 kilometers. The train caters to the need of crew who travels from Nagpur station to the workshop at Ajni. Trivandrum Nizamuddin Rajdhani Express travels non-stop between Vadodara and Kota, and this is the longest without a halt and it covers a distance of 528 kilometers. With that said, with 115 halts in its route, the Howrah Amritsar Express has the highest number of stops of any train in the Indian railway system. In a strange case of every coin has two faces, Shirampur and Belapur in Maharashtra's Ahmednagar district has the pride of two stations at the same location. These two stations are located on the opposite sides of the same track. And now for the infamous awards. The Guwahati Trivandrum Express is the most unreliable train in the Indian railway system. The train gets delayed on an average by 10 to 12 hours. Well, the long and short of this podcast is that the Indian Railways is among the most impressive employers and institutions anywhere across the world. And to conclude, what is the longest station name and what is the shortest station name? Ib near Jharsuguda in Odisha and Od near Anand in Gujarat, with only two characters in their names, are the shortest names of Indian railway stations, while the longest name, no points for guessing that it's South Indian, is from Andhra Pradesh. Venkata Narasimha Raju Varipeta is the longest name of any railway station in India.